have to preface our next report by telling you guys that as treasurer, I have seen Glenn really grow into this position. I mean, let's be honest. Kelly was a hard act to follow, okay? And now our treasury is even bigger than it was when Kelly managed it. I have asked Glenn, and he has said, oh, sure, to the following. Can we please put the Bloomington chapter treasury into ours? Oh, yeah, no problem. I even asked him that one after the fact. The IF's treasury is now run through the affiliate treasury. So he's doing more and more, and I will tell you that even Dr. Maurer has commented on the fact that our reports are in almost always on time, because you have to submit reports to National on almost a monthly basis. Oh, nobody has them in every... Ron, you can tell, you can attest to this. Nobody has them in always on time. Okay? So almost always is a really good record. So you guys, you really have to appreciate that this job is tough. Not only does he have to deal with authorizations from me and write your checks, but the reporting that level that we have, especially now that we have over six figures in this treasury, is just phenomenal. You know, every month a report goes in. Every time we deal with these grants, individual reports have to be prepared, and Glenn has done a really, really good job. So we need to thank him more and more. Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, thank you for that introduction. So I'm going to get started. I know this is the highlight of the convention for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
This is the NFE of Illinois Treasurer's Report for Convention 2013. It's covering 2012 fourth quarter through quarter three of 2013. So was that October 2012 up until the end of September of this year. So we'll start with income. Abby Castle grant for Bell, $3,100. Eileen S. Andrew Foundation, $2,000. Appeal letters, $1,010. That's only the portion deposited after October 2012. 2,165 is for the 2012-2013 season. Bank interest, $22.38. Bell special donation, $650. Evelyn Johnson bequest, that's the big one that we received at the end of last year, $88,919.16. 15 for funds, $6,285. That's the total received from the 2012 convention. My count from last night for the pledges and the money that was in hand is 6,900.
So. Oh, and Anil Lewis has pledged on Twitter to add 50 to that.
All right.
So if we can convince somebody to make up the other 50, we'll be at, what did you say it was, 69 what?
6,900 was my count.
6,900. So now we're at 6,950. If somebody gives us $50 more, pledges $50 more, then we'll be at 7,000. So I would encourage that very much.
Awesome. Freedom Link donations, $200. General donations, $105.50. The IEBS Treasury, $928.08 was put in. That's not part of our budget, but it's managed by the state in our account, and it counts as part of our balance on the bank account, so that's why I included it. The IEBS Treasury to date, not including this weekend, is $1,492.11. So it's going to be more than that after today.
That's the most I've seen a student chapter ever has since I joined this affiliate.
Really? And I think we might be around 2,000 today. IEBS T-shirt sales, total revenues $2,931. Of which $526.25 was our profit, and IEBS got the other half of the profits. Jay Milton and Chenault Harris Foundation, $2,000. NAFIDE grant, $5,000. Linden Foundation, $5,000. That's for Freedom Link. Mm-hmm. The Lindsay Fund, was $1,000. That was Bell. Membership dues, $157. That's mostly from dues, new members' dues at, sorry, my grammar was not perfect. I was working on this at the last minute. Mostly from dues from new members of the at-large and Bloomington chapters, whose individual treasuries have not yet been calculated and separated out. Memorials, $1,415. Miscellaneous hotel rebate, $20.
We just can't figure out what we got rebated for.
Yeah.
But I'll take
well,
it.
Well, that came at the last minute. That was right at the end of September.
I just can't figure out what.
Yeah, I've looked at the statement, and there was just $20 that was just deposited in our account. All right. Miller Foundation, $1,000. National Convention Scholarship Breakfast brought in $3,300. Oktoberfest brought in $1,305. Let's see, that was.
Remember, these
this
are
year.
Gross figures. They're not net profits.
Yeah, now, the scholarship breakfast didn't bring a huge amount net because, you know, it had a large expense, and that's coming later. Oktoberfest was pretty much all profit. Sale of gift certificates, this is revenues, it's not profits. $14,515. Spring seminar registrations was 795. That's combined parent and teacher. State face-to-face board meeting meal donations, $165. State convention sponsorships, $175. State convention registration, $3,514. That's a 2012-2013 combination. It's not the total of both 2012 and 13. It's a portion of 2012 and a portion of 2013, because the time period that this covers kind of split it in half. Volunteer Trust, $18,000.
That's our biggest donor.
Yeah. I do have the Kankakee Treasury. That is $992.36, which we have to hold for 2 years. Total income, $165,043.26. On to expenses. Amazon Picket, we spent $383.60. Annual filing fees, $51.52. Bank charges, $34.99. Bell, $6,740.50. That'll be a little bit higher because some of the comps at convention were counted under Bell, but that's not calculated in yet. Board meeting cost $267.38. I didn't include from last year, but the board meeting was more expensive last year. It was over $300, so we spent significantly less. Cost of certificates, $10,549.75. Again, the revenues were $14,515, so that's about $4,000 profit. Cost of financing IEBS T-shirt fundraiser, $1,858. Freedom Link, $676.61. The Evelyn Johnson bequest split with National was $41,959.58. So we spent, we sent $42,000 to NFB National. Goodwill picket, $154.53. Insurance costs, $1,096. Internships, $2,250. National Convention assistance, $2,245. National Convention scholarship breakfast expenses, $2,570.88. NFB Jernigan Fund, what we had given at National, $1,000. NFB Kids Camp, $1,500. NFB Sun, $500. NFB Tenbrook Fund, $1,000. NFB White Cane, $1,000. $41. Moving on to the next. Office supplies, $41.01. Oktoberfest expenses, $313.45. PAC plan, $480. Printing and copying, $275.52. Scholarships, $10,000. That was last year. This year's scholarships aren't included. Do you know how much that was for this year?
Yes, the cash value is $6,500.
Okay. Spring seminar costs $7,804.18. So that was pretty much break even. State convention assistance, $4,760. Speakers, state convention assistance, $301 and $301.
That will certainly be higher after this quarter.
Yeah. Like I say, some of this includes the 2012 convention because it was paid after, in the fourth quarter of last year. State convention expenses, $8,327.62. State convention room comps, $1,563.32. And that was from last year. Travel, emergency or nonspecific, $18.60. Washington seminar, $3,325.38. Total expenses, $113,049.94. Remember that about 40,000 of that is the split that went to national.
And for those who weren't here last year, we got a bequest of $88,000 last year from the Evelyn Johnson estate. So it is our custom in the NFB to split that with national when any state affiliate gets a bequest. So 44 went to our state treasury and 44 went to our national treasury. Is that, you got more?
That's all.
All right, I need a motion.
So moved.
Second? Thank you. Any questions, discussion?
Yes.
It's a lot to absorb. Kathy?
I'll
repeat it. Go ahead. Approximately what?
Yeah, let me go back up to the certificates. The revenues were about 14,000, the cost was about 10, so the 4,000. Approximately.
Cool.
That's a good program in the long run. Each order doesn't make much money.
Right.
But over time it does, and that's why I said what I did in my report. Other questions?
President.
Who is, that's Ron. Okay.
I pledged that extra $50.
Oh, Ron,
right.
I'm going to hug you.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you,
7,015 for funds. I think the only year we got more pledges than this year was the year Dr. Tomorrow was here. All right. Thank you, Ron, so much. Any other questions? Jamal?
Oh, I don't have a current balance at the moment. I can pull up what I have.
Last time I looked, it was $136,000. What happens every month, as you all know, and I just want to talk about the process for a minute, just to assure you all that we are properly managing this money. First of all, no check is ever written without authorization from the president. And we do those authorizations in writing, okay? So, in general, I send a memo to Glenn. Do you have the balance?
The balance as of September 30th was $151,764.30.
Okay. So you're 1 month past me because we got in that Valentine money, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So $151,000 is where we stand now. Now, I want to talk about the process. I authorize a check. Then what? And that is sent via email, and Bill Reif, who's our internal auditor, is always copied on those. Okay, so it goes Bill, Glenn, me, and whoever is involved with the authorization. And then Glenn writes a check. Now, the memo that I send to Glenn has a couple more blanks he has to fill in. I fill in who the check goes to, the amount, and the purpose. Then Glenn fills in the coding. That's the biggest nightmare of his job, the coding. Okay, we have five different categories of coding. You don't want to understand this. You really don't. Okay, I could never be a good treasurer. So the coding goes in, and then Glenn marks on the bottom the date he wrote the check and the check number. Now, Bill goes back, and when we send in stuff, we always expect documentation. So either Glenn confirms that he physically possesses the receipt, et cetera, or it's something that we've scanned in and sent with the original authorization. Now, Bill tells me that he's auditing as we go, so we get audited every time a check is written. We do occasionally put things on the debit card, but those are things that either have already been voted on by the board or I have already authorized, okay? Now, this information, including a copy of our bank statement, is sent to our national center. Now, we have an accounting department and national center. All of our coding is put into our national center databases, and the bank statements are checked, not against every piece of paper, but checked each month to see that there's nothing funny going on. And then our 990s, because we are a 501c3, mm-hmm. are filed every year. They're prepared by our national office, and then they're signed by Glenn and I. And also, we have to file an Illinois 990 every year. These are all the parts of the job that'll make everybody crazy. The Illinois 990 has been filed already this year. The federal 990 has already been filed. And the only other reporting that we have to do by law is a yearly corporate filing, because we are a corporation, so that if and when we get sued, we are less likely to, as individuals, be at risk. And for other reasons, it's easier to manage. So does anybody have any other questions or concerns? Discussion? All right, those in favor of approving the report?
Aye.
Those opposed? Debbie, can you make your way up here, because I'm going to jump to resolutions.